Some of the greatest photographs of our time were taken by one man, an Armenian refugee who fled to North America and rose to international fame. This summer, his timeless collection of photographs from the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. is on display here at the Dayton Art Institute. Community Voices producer Leo DeLuca has a story about Yusuf Karsh.
A scowl, his hand on his hip. This is often the first image that comes to mind when people think of Winston Churchill. It was taken by photographer Yusuf Karsh. Here's his 88-year-old widow, Estralita Karsh, on the phone from Boston.
That was the international breakthrough of his career.
It is now one of the most widely reproduced photographs in the world. But when Karsh took that portrait, he was a displaced 32-year-old photographer living in Ottawa.
My husband was in the Armenian massacres. He had no childhood. They had to leave. They had to leave their house, open the door, and walk out. And that was it. That's how they left. Along the way, his sister died of starvation. And his mother, she gave him a tin cup and a tin spoon. And she said, "Don't let anybody eat from this. This is all I can do for you, my son."
It was enough. Karsh arrived in Canada in 1925, where he lived with his photographer uncle, George Nakash, who inspired him to take photos. And on December 30th, 1941, age 32, his life was forever changed when Winston Churchill visited Ottawa.
This was during 1941, the most terrible time of the war. Britain was on the verge of giving up. The Nazis were bombing the hell out of England. London was in tatters. And one of the little Nazi prime ministers said, "Oh, we will wring the neck of England like a chicken." And Churchill gets up and addressed the two houses of parliament in Canada and says, "Some chicken, some neck." And Churchill gives this ringing speech, and everybody is very high. And he walks triumphantly to the speaker's chamber. He does not know that he's going to be photographed. Nobody has told him. And Yusuf has been up like for hours, you know, checking his camera.
At this point, Churchill is quite upset. No one told him he's being photographed. They give him some brandy, a cigar, and he finally cooperates. Estralita Karsh.
And he says to him, "You may take one. One." So Churchill's standing there, humph, humph, and he's puffing away at his cigar, puff, puff. So Yusuf takes an ashtray, and he prefers it, and Churchill would not hear of it. He just hung on to that cigar like dear life, and he says, go ahead, take the picture. And Yusuf didn't say anything, and he got everything ready, and he reached out, and he snatched the cigar from his lips and said, "Forgive me, sir." And that was the picture.
Karsh's career exploded. He went on to photograph Helen Keller, Martin Luther King Jr., Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, Walt Disney. Okay, this list is so good, I'm going to give you a few more. Albert Einstein, Grace Kelly, Jackie Robinson, Ingrid Bergman, Ernest Hemingway, Muhammad Ali, Jackie Onassis, and Thomas Watson, who applied the trademark business methods he learned at National Cash Register to transform Dayton Computing Scale Company into IBM. These images, alongside numerous others, are currently at the Dayton Art Institute. They showcase Karsh's unique gift of humanizing celebrities.
Yes, he was very technically brilliant, I mean, obviously, but what his subjects wanted to give him, was themselves.
And give of themselves they did. For a brief moment, some of the world's most famous people let down their guards and allowed an Armenian refugee, a man who escaped unthinkable bloodshed and terror, to illuminate their true characters.
I mean, where it would have been fine for him to sit on the analyst's couch and bemoan everything, he didn't.
Rather than letting the horror of his past limit him, it seems Yusuf Karsh used it for good, as a means to channel a sort of grace toward people, to make them feel like, sure, they were great, But in the grand scheme of things, that didn't really matter. They didn't have to be. All they had to be was themselves. For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer Leo DeLuca.
The Yusef Karsh exhibition is called American Portraits, and it's at the Dayton Art Institute until September 16th. Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.